Scott Mitchell is CEO of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, very much, I was going to say the man in the eye of the storm, but I think that's probably a horrible cliche to use today. Scott Mitchell joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Scott, thanks so much for doing this. I just got to ask you, who the hell came up with the idea of Art Briles? I mean, seriously.
Well, I think, Jeff, listen, you know this, that the coaching fraternity and the fraternity of football people is a unique one. And I think that, you know, what Art, who Art is and what Art went through at Baylor, you know, he still has a tremendous amount of supporters. And that includes June Jones and other people in our organization. And I think they would tell you that they would certainly stand by Art and who he is and speak eloquently to that. But that doesn't change what happened yesterday on the unfortunate day that everybody had to go through.
Did you guys not think? And Scott, look, I know you a little bit. You're a smart guy, and you know what I feel about the Tiger Cats as an organization as well. But I mean, did nobody say, you know, this guy just lost his job because you know, he was implicated in the mishandling. God, 50 sexual assaults. I mean, we're not talking one or two isolated instances here. Like, at no point, Scott, did somebody say, guys, here's a story. You know, look at the Associated Press story. Like, this is what I don't get, because you guys aren't dumb.
I think, Jeff, listen, I think it's a very legitimate point, and of course we did. And I think probably what happens is, and I think you would acknowledge this, you know, have great friends in the media, and have great respect for the media, but you know, there's the truth about what went on, and then there's what is out there in the media. And I think probably we got far too wrapped up in what we understand happened. We understand what is going to happen, and I think Jeff, obviously, and I spoke about this yesterday, we felt he deserved a second opportunity, and I think clearly, that's unacceptable to society today. That's unacceptable to the media that have taken on the issue. And I think anything related to domestic violence is, for good reason, so toxic that regardless of what limited or extreme level someone may have had in it, it's just totally unacceptable to the public that somebody is going to be allowed to work based on that experience right now.
So how did this come apart then? And I'll use the word come apart, but because, you know, your comments to Drew Edwards, they were pretty clear. And I mean, I thought last night, okay, this is something that's going to be dealt with on Tuesday. Then we get, of course, the press release from the Tie Cats and the CFL. Then Bob Young sends out a tweet promising a longer mea culpa today. As much as you can tell us, How did Art Briles become unhired, I guess is the way to put it?
Well, listen, I think you would understand this. Most of the tsunami of negativity started in the States. And I think most of the social media activity was generated out of the States, where Art Briles and Baylor is still a very, very fresh issue. And I think we clearly underestimated that. And then I think, obviously, and you've seen this before, that when there's an issue up here that we have incredible focus on from the States, that we're going to want to focus on it and show that we're paying the needed attention to it. And I think there's no question, Jeff, we underestimated the tsunami of negativity that was going to happen, and we made a mistake in trying to contemplate a second chance versus the impact of what had happened at Baylor and giving a guy that opportunity. So I think as the day went on, it just became very clear that despite the fact that I think most people in life believe in second chances, I think it just became very clear that this was just not acceptable to people. And it's and you would understand this, and I know we've all made mistakes. I think in this day and age, the reality is that we've created a phenomenon with social media, and people have the ability to chime in. And when it gets to a point of negativity where, you know, you can't defend a mistake like that, where the general public has said it's not acceptable. And you've got to acknowledge it. And I think Randy Ambrosi, our new commissioner, showed great leadership to it. And I think you know, we had to acknowledge the mistake that just wasn't going to work. There was no moral, there's no moral high ground on an issue like this, second chance or otherwise.
You know, actually, Scott, I mean, with all due respect, there is a moral high ground in this issue, don't you think? I mean, again, here's where I come. This guy lost in the university. A university decided that he was not equipped to run its football program because of this. That, you know, I mean, with all due respect, I don't care what somebody who coached with him, somebody who played for him says. That's enough for me. And again, Scott, it's I'm trying to wrap my head around why this guy, why this was a hill worth, and this is a horrible cliche, I know, but why this was a hill worth dying on. You know what I mean? That I don't get.
Well, obviously, Jeff, I don't think it was. I think you've got to understand, and I think, you know, in the media is not, unfortunately, as much as it's what people want to do, in the media is not the place you're going to talk about a pretty complicated legal issue, because I think when everything ends up being disclosed as to what happened, I think there probably will be a different interpretation of what happened and who was culpable for what. But it doesn't matter at the end of the day. Right now, for good reason, it's not acceptable. And I think you're right; it wasn't a hill worth dying on. I think myself and others felt there was an opportunity for a second chance based on the information we had, Jeff, and that information is not what's available in the public. It's doing the work of exactly what happened and what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, you've got to acknowledge a mistake, and clearly bringing Coach Browse in was going to be a mistake. We accepted that and made the decision.
Will somebody be fired because of this?
No, people make mistakes, and I think as much as it's a horrific issues what happened at Baylor, this was a mistake about a brand associated with that domestic violence, horrific incidents, and I don't think anybody did anything intentionally to. As far as from our organization's perspective, to harm the organization, I think it was probably naive in terms of what the response was going to be. And I think you would understand this. We live in a society that's not going to let you get away with something they find unacceptable. So I think we've got to do the mea culpa, which we're doing today. I think we've got to address the issue, and I think we've got to do what we can to support a very important issue, which we already do and do more of. And then we've got to focus on running the business.
I was going to ask you what Bob's reaction was, but was Bob, do you think, taken aback or surprised by the reaction to this? Because I reading what you said to Drew, and I know Drew, and I absolutely, I know his reporting abilities, and I get the sense that this kind of wasn't dropped in Bob's lap, was it? That there was at least some discussion with Bob. Look, there's a bit of a background here with this guy. This is what the guy's background is. And how did Bob react to that?
Well, again, I think it's different and probably a little myopic up here. So I think what was underestimated was the vitriol that would come out of the States, which I think created a lot of the momentum behind this for good reason. So I think Bob was surprised, like all of us were. And there's, there's a very, very perilous discussion about trying to defend anything related to what happened at Baylor. But I think, the challenge for us was that, there were a tremendous amount of people, Jeff, good people, excellent people who told us, not only from a legal perspective, but otherwise as to who Art was and what Art was. And clearly, our thought again of a second opportunity was misguided, because it's clearly not acceptable, and it's not the right time, and it's not the right place. I hope Coach Biles at some point gets a second opportunity. I'm not sure when or if that'll ever come, because I think clearly right now society is not going to accept that.
So what are the Ticats? What do the Ticats do to move on here?
Well, as I said, we've got to take responsibility for a bad decision. We've got to talk to our fans and our partners in an honest and forthright way, which we're going to do, and we always have. And Jeff, as you know, we do tremendous things in this community and outside of this community. We did a great community appearance last night, ironically enough, and we have more to do today. We're going to do more this week, and we've got an organization to run, and we've got a great organization. And I don't think one bad day is going to mar this this organization going forward. But we've got to accept the responsibility. We've got to be public about it. We've got to be honest about it, and then we've got to move forward with our great partners and our fans.